This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This upcoming class, The Life of Musa alayhi salam, if you could break it down for us, how would you split it up?
Right. Well, first we have to build a foundation.
Okay.
We have to have context. So in the beginning, we're going to be talking about the origins of Bani Israel.
Okay.
And what was the condition and the situation of Bani Israel before the emergence of Musa.
Got it.
Once we understand that, then we can now transition into the life of Musa himself.
Okay.
From birth all the way up until he had to flee.
Okay.
Due to an altercation that took place.
Got it.
And then we will be talking about what happened after he fled all the way up until he is now a prophet and a messenger. He receives revelation.
Yeah.
And he now returns back to Egypt to confront Fir'aun and basically call them to the worship of Allah and save Bani Israel.
Okay.
Then we have the famous, the Exodus, where he basically leads Bani Israel out of their, out of the terrible situation they were in and goes towards the Holy Land.
Okay.
And that will be the final section all the way up until his death, alayhi salam, just outside of the city of Jerusalem.
That's a lot of Quran, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This is not just like the straight linear narrative, right? It's like, because there's a lot of side stories that take place.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Like, what are some of the, like, okay, we know that story of Khidr from from Surah Al-Kahf,
right,
which is very well known, but what are some of the other side stories that happen?
Well, not only are there a lot of side stories, but there are also a lot of other characters and personalities.
Sure.
Which is one of the things that makes the story of Musa very unique.
Okay.
And very relatable.
Sure.
To everyone. And so we'll be talking, for example, as you mentioned, the story of Khidr, there is also the young man that Musa alayhi salam was traveling with. Fata Musa, as is mentioned in the Quran.
Yeah.
Yusha bin Nun. We'll also be talking about his brother, Harun. We will be talking about other people within the court of Fir'aun. So not just Fir'aun, but you also have individuals like Haman and Qarun.
Yeah.
So many different personalities that we will be able to analyze and understand the good and the bad.
If you were to categorize like one or two character traits that really defined him and set him apart from other people mentioned in the Quran, like what would some of those characteristics be?
Well, Musa alayhi salam was very passionate.
Okay.
And he was very strong.
Okay.
And very strong-willed. And he was also somebody that, although he was very passionate, he was also very patient.
Okay.
He had to be. And that's something that he also had to go through many different struggles throughout his life before prophethood. And then after prophethood, we see how much he is tested with Bani Israel.
It's interesting because you mentioned about patience and passion.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have passion but no patience, then
that's problematic.
But if you have patience but no passion, then it's like
come on, move.
Yeah, exactly. But it's interesting the fact that these are two very, very strong traits that is just, you can see his desire to push, but at the same time, the world is pushing back.
Absolutely. And also his constant search for truth and justice and establishing it. So these are just some of a few of the traits of Musa and some of the few topics that we will be discussing along with many, many others in our upcoming seminar, The Life of Musa.